It is 4:17, time for Sarah's, 4:18 rather, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes, it is.
And we are featuring the year 1970.
Right again,
and
yes.
And that is the year that Americans were introduced to Top Ramen.
Top Ramen.
Top Ramen.
The very best.
Yes. So ramen is a Japanese adaptation of Chinese wheat noodle soups.
Right, it's a Japanese, what is it again?
Adaptation.
Adaptation of Chinese.
Chinese wheat noodle soups.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. The first specialized ramen shop opened in 1910 in Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
So instant noodles were invented in 1958 by Momofuku Ando, the founder of the Japanese food company Nissin.
Mm.
In the years after World War II, widespread food shortages in Japan led to the introduction of black market food vendors selling ramen. Black market
black
ramen.
Market food vendors.
That's right.
Like how they sell handbags now in New York City. This
sort
is
of, but ramen.
Ramen.
Right. Now, Ando noticed long lines forming at the black market ramen stalls, and it was then that he set his goal to create noodles that could be quickly prepared and eaten at home with only hot water.
Mm.
After a year of tinkering in his garden shed, he had an epiphany while watching his wife make tempura.
Mm.
He noticed that the hot frying oil was drawing the moisture out of the flour coating and realized the process of dehydration through frying could preserve the noodles, allowing them to be stored for a long period of time. In 1958, after months of trial and error experimentation to perfect his flash frying method, Ando marketed the first package of pre-cooked instant noodles. Chicken ramen.
Chicken ramen.
Chicken
Straight
ramen.
Went out of the chute from his garden shed.
That's right. Now, Top Ramen was considered an expensive luxury item when it was initially released.
You don't say.
Yes. Costing about six times more than fresh noodles. At
wow.
first, many stores were skeptical of Top Ramen's potential to succeed, and they were hesitant to stock it.
Yeah.
But by the end of the year, the product was ubiquitous, and stores had difficulty keeping pace with the demand.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Go on.
By the late 1960s, Ando desired to enter the U.S. market, but discovered that most people in the United States did not have ramen-sized bowls or chopsticks.
What's a ramen-sized bowl?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Is it just different than a regular bowl?
I guess. Maybe it's a bit wide. It's probably like wider, bigger.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
so. To fit the square block of noodles in it?
I guess. During a business trip to the U.S., he observed a grocery store manager preparing ramen by placing the block of noodles in a paper cup and then pouring boiling water over them, which inspired him to develop the Cup Noodles brand.
Oh, the Cup Noodles.
Cup Noodles.
Sure, yeah.
In 1970, he formed a U.S. subsidiary and opened the first factory in the U.S. in 1973 in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Of all places,
yeah.
Lancaster.
Now, today, more than 100 billion servings of instant noodles are consumed each year.
Mm.
Guess which country eats the most?
Which country eats the most? So it's we're not talking about, like, Japan?
No.
We're talking outside of that. I'm going to say Poland.
China.
China
eats more instant ramen than any other country.
I thought it was going to be a real curveball, Sarah.
With more than 42 million servings consumed last year,
okay.
And they're followed by Indonesia and India. The U.S. is sixth on the list.
Well,
so
it's respectable.
Pretty up there.
Just outside the top five.
Right. So ramen noodles even went to space.
Did they?
Well, it
does seem like great. You know, you have Tang, and then you have ramen noodles.
Right.
A great meal.
Well, they were made especially for a Japanese astronaut, and there was the very first space-viable instant noodles were invented by Nissin in July of 2005.
Oh.
According to one survey, the Japanese believe their best invention of the 20th century was instant noodles. The best invention of the 20th century. They polled apparently 2,000 adults in the Tokyo region and found that the responders ranked instant noodles above karaoke and Pokemon.
Oh my gosh.
Instant noodles.
Karaoke and?
Eat both of those things.
Pokemon?
Yeah. Now, back in April, Nissin Foods announced the arrival of its Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese instant ramen available exclusively at Walmart stores and at Walmart.com for a limited time.
I don't know how
I feel about eating ramen for breakfast. I do love Everything Bagel seasoning.
Yeah. But
ramen? I'm not sure. But apparently they have other breakfast inspired flavors of ramen.
In the States or internationally?
Here.
Okay.
Which one of them is their is called breakfast ramen, and it's pancake, sausage, and egg flavored. I just don't know. I don't know about eating ramen for breakfast. I love ramen. I will eat ramen for like lunch or dinner, but breakfast, I don't know.
Okay.
And in honor of their 50th anniversary last fall, they also introduced pumpkin spice cup noodles.
Well, see, pumpkin spice, ubiquitous. It's in everything, including ramen. Pumpkin spice. Yeah.
Now, Momofuku Ando died in 2007 at the age of 96, and he claimed that the secret of his long life was playing golf and eating chicken ramen almost every day.
There you go.
He is said to have eaten instant ramen until the day he died.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But not, that's not why he died.
No.
And unless it was all the salt. Because a lot of salt in those.
He was 96.
Well, he'd be preserved forever.
Right. Today, there are actually two cup noodles museums in Japan.
Are there really?
Dedicated.
In Japan alone.
Dedicated to instant noodles and cup noodles, as well as the creator and founder.
Aw. That's nice.
There you go.
There should be one in Lancaster. Do they still manufacture ramen noodles in
Lancaster? I'm not sure. It's a good question.
But they are everywhere.
Seems like a weird place to
Lancaster
have a ramen noodle factory, but
maybe they had family there. Who knows? You picked out a record to go along with the top ramen.
Yeah, so I thought for top ramen we play a song by the Lovin' Spoonful.
Yeah,
because it's soup.
Yes,
to make that clear.
Sure.
So we're gonna play "Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind."
Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. And that said, Love and Spoonful, did you ever have to make up your mind? Cute song, Sarah. Why did we just play? Can you remind us?
Well, because we were talking about Top Ramen.
Yes.
Which was introduced here in the U.S. in 1970, and that's our Throwback Thursday year today.
And America has loved it ever since. Mm-hmm. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, Top Ramen was considered a luxury item when it was first introduced.
Today, more than 100 billion servings of instant noodles are consumed each year.
And the inventor of instant noodles was said to have eaten chicken ramen every day until he died at the age of 96.
And we have had an internal feud, really, argument going on back and forth for the better part of a year, I would say. And when I get noodles, like the ramen noodles, I will sometimes stock up, fill my desk drawer with them, have them on standby for just that last minute lunch. And I will eat them with a fork.
Yes. And I, at first I was like, that's weird. But you have since converted me to a fork.
Thank you.
Because I don't know how, I can't use chopsticks. I know ideally you probably would use chopsticks, but I don't know how to use chopsticks. So
you were pretty insistent that it was a soup early on.
It is a soup, and I don't understand how you don't think it's a soup.
Well, I don't understand how you could eat it with a fork if you think it's a soup.
They sell it in the soup aisle, right? It's in the soup aisle at Wegmans.
What other aisle would they put it in?
Exactly. Thank you.
No, it's so much better with a fork, and then
The noodles you eat with a fork,
and then you're left with just a half a cup of salty broth.
Yeah.
And depending how salty you're feeling, you could drink that. You could not drink that.
I always drink it.
But you okay?
Yeah.
Well, some of us have higher blood pressure, so the fork enables you to pull it out of the salt.
Yeah, it does make it easier to eat the long noodles for sure.
So what do you think? Is it you with a spoon or a fork? Let us know. 222-4000. Is it a soup?
Yes, it's a soup.
Okay. Yesterday we talked about whether a taco is a sandwich. Today we're talking about if ramen is a soup.
It's a definite soup.
How do people learn more about ramen noodle or top noodle, Sarah? Top ramen, Sarah.
What? But you can go to my wiki blog.
Yeah.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all
I would
there.
Like to reread one sentence of my wiki corner to you if I could.
Okay.
Ramen is a Japanese adaptation of a Chinese wheat noodle soups.
Oh, sorry. Wrong. There's the buzzer for you. Sorry. We're out of time, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Come back tomorrow at 4:10, will you please?
Sure will.
Just because it's on Wikipedia doesn't mean it's true. I'm going to go in there and edit it and change it.
Okay.
I'll do it right now.
Sure.
Traffic and weather next on Legends 102.7.